Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Tom Wyda. Dr. Wyda is Associate Dean for Clinical Affairs for the college and Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center, which the college operates. He is also Professor of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Wyda.
Thank you.
Today's topic is flu shots. When should we get our flu shot?
Well, best time to get flu shots is September and October. That way you get protection through the major part of the flu season, lasting into usually February, March, because the flu shot tends to wane after about 6 months.
And how long does it take to get in your body? Say, for instance, if I get my shot Thursday, am I covered Saturday? Or how long does it take to get in your body after you get the flu shot?
Usually takes about 2 weeks for you to build up the antibodies to the flu. So, you know, if you get the flu shot today, don't expect to have immediate protection tomorrow. But about 2 weeks is when you'll start to get pretty good protection against the flu.
And what are the side effects of the flu shot?
Side effects of the flu are a little bit of achiness, maybe some headache, a little soreness where the injection is. Of course, if you get punched in the arm, you'd get soreness in the arm. Well, you're putting a medicine into the arm, so you're going to get a little soreness there. But you're not going to get the flu from the flu shot. That's the important thing. A lot of people say, oh, I got the flu when I got the flu shot. That doesn't happen. You're getting something else. You're getting some other illnesses. There are a lot of other viruses around that can make you feel bad over the winter. But the flu shot does not give you the flu because it's dead virus. The virus is dead. It cannot infect you.
And anyone who should not get the shot?
People who shouldn't get the shot would be highly allergic to any of the components. Now, a lot of the flu shots are made in eggs. But they're seeing even that, if you have a mild egg allergy, you can still go ahead and get the flu shot. There are some flu shots that are not made in egg, so if you're really concerned, you could get a flu shot that's not made in egg.
And how long does it last? If you get, like we talked about, if you get it Thursday, does it take you all the way for 3 months? Or how long does it last once you get the flu shot?
Usually the flu shot's going to last about 6 months. And so that's why we say September, October are good times to get the flu shot, because the peak usually occurs in the winter months, usually December, January, February, maybe a little bit into March. That's usually when we see the most flu come out.
And anything we should take prior to getting the shot? Should we take an aspirin or anything we should do before we get the flu shot?
You could take a little Tylenol before you get the flu shot, but you don't have to.
And how do most people get the flu?
Most people get the flu by being exposed to respiratory secretions. So somebody else is coughing or sneezing or they have the flu, you very well likely will pick it up. And so it's a respiratory contagious illness, and it spreads quite rapidly.
And what are the symptoms of the flu?
Symptoms of the flu are fever, chills, headache, cough, sneezing, runny nose, congestion, sometimes some stomach upset, all those things. And I usually say when I see a patient in the office with the flu, they have that truck sign. Looks like they got run over by a truck. And so they just go, ugh. And so I say, you got the flu. I don't even need to do the test. I know.
And how do you treat the flu? Is it with like a medicine, or how does that work?
There are some medicines that can treat the flu, but you need to get them within the first day or two of symptoms. So if you wait for 5 days, the treatment really isn't going to work, because the virus is already in your body. Your body is already starting to make antibodies, and the major damage has been done by the flu virus. So you really want to get started with an antiviral 1 or 2 days after starting of symptoms.
And how long does the flu last?
Flu lasts usually about 10 to 14 days, and it can last for a while, and you can feel pretty bad. Some people get a lingering cough that lasts all season after the flu.
And is there anybody who the flu will do like really bad? Probably somebody with like a respiratory.
Yeah, folks with respiratory illnesses, elderly. Last year, there were about 36,000 deaths from flu. Actually, probably about 2 years ago. Last year was pretty low. But on average, about 36,000 deaths from the flu 20 to 40 million people in the United States affected by flu.
Is there a different like strain every year? How does that work?
The flu does change every year, and so it's basically almost like a Sherlock Holmes issue, where in the spring, the epidemiologists need to sort of pick which strains to put into the flu shot. And so they judge what's happening usually in Australia, and then they decide what strain should go in, and then the manufacturers make that. This year, all the flu vaccine has four strains in it. Used to be we had some three and some four, but this year all the strains, all vaccines have four flu strains in it.
And talk about the benefits of the flu shot.
Well, the benefits of flu shot is one, decreases your chance of getting the flu, and two, certainly decreasing your chance of ending up in the hospital with it. And so it really is protective. It makes a big difference. The problem is not enough people get the flu shot to provide that herd immunity that we really like to talk about, where the flu doesn't transmit even among people who haven't gotten the shot.
Why do you think people don't get the shot?
Well, people don't get the shot. There's just a resistance to getting shots. There's a resistance to saying, well, I got the flu one time when I got the shot. People just are now a little bit more cautious about science. I mean, they just don't understand medical studies and medical science and how that works and how we really are here to help them, and we're not really a force that's trying to be bad.
And talk a little bit about the difference this year for people with egg allergies. I know you touched on that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, with egg allergies, unless it's a really severe allergy, they probably don't have to worry about any of the flu shots. But if they are concerned, there are certain flu shots that don't have, aren't done in eggs, and they're more cell recombinant. Now, there are different ages on that. Most of the flu shots can be given anywhere from 6 months on up, but there are a few that have to be later, like 2 years.
And can you take multiple vaccines at one time?
It is possible to take multiple vaccines at one time. A lot of times we'll give the flu shot with a pneumonia vaccine, so that seems to be okay. Also, what seems to be okay is flu shot with COVID vaccine. And this season, there'll be a new COVID vaccine coming out probably about the same time, probably in about 2 or 3 weeks in mid-September. And so you can get both the COVID and the flu vaccine at the same time.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Wyden?
It's really important to get the flu. I say, when we have Halloween, boo-hoo to the flu, get your flu shot.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Wyden, for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you, Tamika.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.